Look around you. People have no idea of their own potential, or they're too afraid to do anything about it. And speaking of it typically prompts a glazed look of uninterest or cynicism. The zombie apocalypse is real, and it's here taking over every one of you. There's an overwhelming misconception that life stops with just being alive. This has always been an unacceptable way for me to live. There's a huge difference between living and just being alive. We all have the same amount of potential and responsibility to one another to take part in this process. Living takes a little more skill than just showing up. As with any other skill, to become proficient requires your input. Without repeated, effective input, you'll never get any better than whatever innate ability you were born with. And I don't know any babies that have the ability to navigate life's chaotic moments from birth. Where do the majority of us acquire the concept of what our future could have in store? Our parents, peers, public school system, TV? Do any of these seem like the greatest providers to guide us to our greatest potential? I don't think so. All of them were developed with their own agendas, and none of which have anything to do with bringing you in connection with your own greatness. Take the public school system, for example. Engineered to teach obedience and control. It is focused on following directions, basic skills, and conformity. The Prussian model was administered to produce factory workers in the 19th century. And this form of learning is no longer relevant, but it's still the structure used today. Commercial media is owned and directed by big business conglomerates. They're enjoying access to your attention by choosing and framing their programming to direct and influence your perception of the world. This in turn assists them in increasing their political ties and policy making, leaving you to accept the world that they choose to create for you. Finally, look at your parents and peers. Have they acquired the tools enough to manage their own life course, let alone be able to dictate what is required for yours? In their defense, this isn't their fault. Each generation is given a whole new set of issues, requiring a whole new set of applications to remain relevant. Without remaining open-minded and adaptive to the new changing environments, one's skill set can become obsolete long before some individuals are willing to admit it. It also requires that one not become affected by one's own misfortunes, to the extent where opinions become biased and judgmental. Let's imagine for a second a world where people had access to everything they need to develop not only themselves, but also their connection with the universe and to their fellow man. This is a world they could openly express their ideas and interests for the whole world to share and enjoy. Their peers, siblings, and community would offer nothing but willingness to support their individual efforts and encourage their uniqueness. It's a place where people could build their careers based on their own personal interests, to have a positive impact on the world by sharing their acquired knowledge. In this ideal world, imagination becomes our greatest resource and creativity is the most lucrative commodity. I don't know if this euphoric world will ever exist for everyone, but recently I've been exposed to a select group of individuals who've not only embraced the mindset to live consciously and seek self-expression, but who make their living by doing it. And they've been in existence since the dawn of man. They've recognized the code that exists within the universe, and they've applied it effectively to live in abundance and pleasure. These individuals I call the Refusinors. And the code they follow is refuse. These are the few who refuse to live average.